out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a wee little hair after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com,
Liquid You Tuesday, baby.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, talking about all the shit that's going on.
Eat my dick.
Suffering the slings and arrows of outrageous Republicans.
Oh, wee.
And conservatives, etc. We're going to be here, like I said, for the next couple hours. Hey, thanks for joining us. Join us on the social medias live, et cetera, et cetera. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and welcome to motherfucking Welcome to Back Rewind. To One. I want to start over.
Back to One.
Fuck this. Welcome to Liquid You Tuesday.
Liquid You Tuesday.
Bitches.
Tweet us during the show if y'all like. At Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over to our Facebook, which is facebook.com/crabdiving. We don't necessarily keep that one open during the whole show.
We don't.
Twat us is the best way.
Yes.
During the show.
Twat us!
All kinds of shit going on in the world.
Yeah.
And, well, who can pay attention to what's going on in the world when there's... When we have what we've have going
dude,
on.
Dude, I know.
Remember the days when it was boring?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Back when Obama was president?
Yeah, when you didn't worry about what fucking tweet was going to start World War III. Or what ethnic group or what oppressed minority is going to be attacked by the moron in chief.
Boring. Boring. I remember.
Stay tuned.
Our country's ran like the shittiest reality television show.
It really is.
Like a racist reality television show.
Yeah, it's just so gross, the shit that they're trying to get away with. And, you know, I saw another thing about, like, the judges, that they're really cramming us. They're cramming us full of lifetime-appointed right-wing lunatics with little to no experience or unqualified.
Aside from their politics, they're not going to know how to do their motherfucking job.
One would hope that at least Neil Gorsuch, I'm not holding out hope, but one would hope that someone, at least with his credentiales, would occasionally stumble into the right thing to do because he's following the Constitution and shit.
Yeah, man.
I'm not sure. You talk about activist judges.
Activist? I don't even know what that one guy is. The blogger? The Sandy Hook truther dick bag?
Yeah,
never. You talk about credentiales.
Never worked at a. I have to sneeze.
He ain't got dick for credentiales. He's a blogger. We got a blogger.
I'm allergic to talking about these assholes.
Oh yeah, are you allergic to the right? You left wing.
Smart
hippie,
move, if,
pussy.
Smart move to the east. If I am.
All right, you're gonna die here.
The
put you in an iron lung.
Over at I didn't even do the headline drop.
Oh shit!
Let's get that shit over with because I have a stuffed full.
Ooh!
If I had a nickel, I have a stuffed full.
Right.
Magic spreadsheet of crab diving.
Mike Pence is like, me next.
He's so gross.
He really is. You know he's into some pervy shit.
Did you see there was a...
BDSM.
There was a thing on telly.
Hello? No,
yeah, one of the pundits on telly. I'm almost sure it was Pox.
Jolly good.
Said, well, we should be... You know, there have been accusations against the president, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
But, well, you look at Mike Pence. And then they made the left made fun of him for not wanting to be having a dinner alone with a woman or being in a room alone without mother.
We did. It's bizarre.
Yet we should. I think she literally said we should be. They should be thankful for Mike Pence. You think they would love Mike Pence?
What do you want us to be thankful for? I mean, if you're a person of color, what part of the government do you want America to be thankful for? What if Trump makes you thankful?
Right.
He's an authoritarian dickbag.
Let's see what's going on. Speaking of, I'm sure some dickbaggery will be spraying us in the eyes.
Mike Pence is like, cock ring.
Here we go with, here's your headlines.
Bestiality, it's not good. Don't have sex when you got wood with a box turtle or a chimpanzee.
From the crab dive, what do you think of the new news drop? You prove
bestiality.
It's got to be next, right?
It's not good when you...
For the Republicans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, wait. Are you using their slippery slope argument on them? Why not?
Yeah, I'm trying to see what's going to be next. What are they going to okay next? Well, pedophilia's... Who cares? Well, hey, it's in the Bible, bitches.
Yeah, been there, done that.
They don't seem to care.
What the fuck is next? I mean, what could it be? I honestly, are they going to start fucking horses? Yeah.
That Ned Beatty asked for it.
Right.
Looking all sexy in that hunting uniform.
Why is Mike Pence spending so much time at the White House petting zoo?
Flashing those man titties.
Right.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Hey, Faith.
HuffPost.
Yes.
This is unreal. No, right. No, it's not. He's been dodging ever since he came back from China.
Vagina.
Where apparently Melania only got paid for half the trip.
What?
Because she was like, fuck you, I'm going to go play with Gugu.
Ooh, wee wee, Gugu.
I'm going to feed Gugu.
Yeah, I'd rather feed Gugu too and hang out with this racist fuck twin of a husband.
But
Gugu.
He hasn't been answering questions about Roy Moore. Any other time you ask him a question, he'll be happy to talk about Crooked Hillary. Or how great the economy is doing.
Yes.
Look at the stock market.
I don't give a fuck about the stock market, you dickhead.
Look at how much money we're all making. I mean, everyone's making.
Oh, look, I get a credit for my fucking private jet. Thank you.
Steve Mnuchin got to come on some new bills.
Mnuchin.
He and his wife laid naked.
Oh, look, I can kill an elephant. And I can bring the fucking dead fucking carcass back to my fucking house and stuff it and stare at it.
We're really sad that your penises are so small.
Yeah. God.
Trump breaks silence to shore up more. He's kept his jaw shut since he came back with Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Shut your jaw!
Sarah Huckabee Sanders was tap dancing.
Ooh.
Well... at the podium and lying her face off as usual.
Ooh, that might be an improvement.
Trying to... Oh, that's horrible. I don't know.
Apologies!
This half...
Apologies!
Crab diving doesn't approve.
Hey, I love her face. It's great. What are you talking about? Right, Kate?
She's got a great face.
She's got a great face.
Look at how beautiful... What did he say? She's beautiful.
You got a face for podcasting.
She's been saying, well, you know, he spoke out while he was in China about it.
China.
And said, if this is true, then he should go. But then they started hinting, the cracks started forming, and they started hinting at, well, they're starting to pull a full Alabama and say, well, you know, we kind of need that seat to not be a Democrat.
Nobody, we don't want anybody pulling a full Alabama. I don't even know what that means.
It's amazing.
What does that mean? Going to a mall and diddling a kid?
Oh yeah, you got it. Where do you find a gallon of Crisco these days?
I mean, can't we? I mean, can't we at least have the appearance of not being shitbags?
Well, we can.
Right.
Well,
I mean, goddamn.
Other people can, sure.
Just not. I mean, of everything that's going on in this country, people are coming forward, women are coming forward about these sexual deals at work.
Yeah, we got a lot of those today.
And whatever. What does it tell the idiots in our country that Roy Moore gets a fucking pass?
A pass. Promotion.
He's a senator.
They want him to be a senator.
Okay, this is why I think Trump's not going to give a fuck about Roy Moore. He wants Roy Moore to get elected, and then dickbag Mitch Bitch Tits McGee is going to expel the motherfucker, and then Sessions will take his seat. They can appoint a new attorney general who ain't recused, who can fire Mueller, suck my dick. Right?
The aristocrats.
That's a good one. Am I right?
Well,
tell me why I'm right.
That's, that could be a plan.
Thank you.
But.
Right.
I just think he's going to lose. I think he's going to run. He ain't getting out. You got to pry it out of his cold adolescent smelling fingers.
Whoa.
And, and he's not going to, he ain't leaving.
If I was Doug Jones, I would have a campaign rally. I would say, you know where I want the debate to be? At that Gadsden Mall. And you can Skype in, dickhead, because you aren't allowed. You're pervy.
Why is Roy Moore in the food court sniffing chairs?
Oh, God. Hey, it's Sunday. It's what he does.
After church.
Right. Oh, God. Doesn't he get paid to go speak at churches? Wasn't he on a lecture circuit or something?
Oh, yeah. He's got a foundation now, which, I mean, you think national politics are crazy.
Yeah.
Alabama. Rock on, guys. Right. I mean, you guys, kudos if you're looking for, well, what our country's turning into, kind of. In a larger scale, Alabama kind of flared up like bad hemorrhoids. We need our pillow.
Oh, yeah.
We need our little rent pillow.
Ouchie. I want to, hey, Mark Zuckerberg, if you're listening, will you send me the following information? I want a list of everyone that has posted positive Facebook stories about molester Roy Moore. And I also want that list. Also, I want to cross-check with people that have also said Hillary for prison. Cross-checked also with people who said R.I.P. Charles Manson. I mean, God, dude, I'm not going to let it go. There are a lot of people saying R.I.P. Charles Manson that said Hillary for prison that probably support Roy Moore.
Interestingly enough, I haven't seen any of those in my timeline.
Oh, my God.
Is it a comedian thing?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, maybe comedians, I mean, listen, if anybody's listening, they're dirtbags. They're dirtbags. A lot of them are Bernie bros. They're angry. They're angry little man babies. No one laughs at me. Me hurt.
Like we said yesterday on... go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, join Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
You can watch the awesome Gotham.
All right.
Which might be on Netflix too, but get it through Amazon because then we get a little commission if you buy that shit.
I love that show. It's great.
But Batman. They have that, spoiler alert, Joker cult that we talked about yesterday.
It's like Manson.
That's kind of what's going on with Trump in this country. This weird cult. That idiot yesterday. There was another clip today I saw from that same focus group where that moron yesterday was like, Jesus Christ himself could come down from the cross and say Trump colluded with Russians. And I'd have to say, hold on a second. Let me check with the president.
God, that's nuts.
There was another clip today. I don't know. Now it's foggy, but I'll look it up. But it was something equally as stupid that these people, it's like,
quit talking about, like, I hate when people include Jesus and all that shit in their political theories. If Jesus told me he didn't do it, why would he tell you that? What do you think Jesus has time?
Right.
Maybe Jesus is busy doing something for Haitians because we're kicking them all out.
Oh, they're next, yeah.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice?
You Haitians.
We don't have room for the Haitians. that came here because of that horrible fucking earthquake. Come on.
Here's a new Doug Jones ad.
Yeah, I heard about this, I think.
In awesome. Alabama.
Is it the bestiality?
I'm Doug Jones, and I approve this message.
On Roy Moore's disturbing actions, Ivanka Trump says there's a special place in hell for people who prey on children.
Quote, yeah, Ivanka.
I mean, do you agree with this strategy?
Oh, I like. Sure.
Yeah.
There's a special place in hell for people who prey on children, and I have no reason to doubt the victim's account.
We're having this discussion. We're having this discussion in 2017 in this goddamn country that a child predator,
right,
might win a seat in the fucking Senate.
Let me explain it to you how it's going to go. All these dirtbags in Alabama, they're going to be like, oh, you're right. There is a special place in hell for this child diddler. But you know what? He's going to get his punishment after he's dead as he roasts in hell. But until then, he could be my senator. Wow. I guarantee you that's how these dickheads think.
That's what Jesus would want.
Oh, Jesus would love the shit out of Roy Moore. Oh, tell me about all these fucking kids you raped.
Jesus likes cowboy hats and guns.
Didn't say
he likes to dress like Woody from the fucking Toy Story.
You know, yeah. Jesus is like, listen, I don't look out for the kids as much as, you know, the Bible makes it out. I'm not really into kids that much. So you can do whatever to them. I don't give a shit. I'm mainly, as Jesus, I'm mainly concerned with making sure football games come out right for people that pray to me about.
Right.
Them. That's what
especially
I'm concerned
Crimson
about.
Tide.
Oh, yes. Roll Tide.
Here's the rest of the Doug Jones ad.
People who prey on children. And I have no reason to doubt the victim's accounts. Jeff Sessions says, I have no reason to doubt these young women. And Richard Shelby says he will absolutely not vote for Roy Moore.
Jeff Sessions, who, when they hear his name, they get little tents under their hoods.
Yeah, but Roy Moore's
there. I mean,
under
their gowns, whatever they wear, whatever their KKK outfits look like.
Don't pop a boner in your fucking sheets, boy.
Someone's making a pup tent.
I don't know, man. But isn't Roy Moore their god? Isn't he their god?
After Sessions.
No.
No, yeah. Jeff Bosesh has got the highest.
Roy Moore kept gay marriage out of Alabama.
But Jeff, no, he didn't. But Jeff Bosesh.
He tried.
Well, right, but he failed.
Right.
Jeff Bosesh was a well-respected senator.
Right.
Who championed making sure that black people pay for their indiscretions.
Oh, yes.
Especially the ones that are smoking the weed.
Does it bother Alabama that Jeff Sessions, let's just say, has a taint of racism in his past? Does that bother people there?
In Alabama?
What bothers them?
No, are you kidding
what
me?
What bothers you guys? Not the molesting shit. Not
well,
the fact
only if
that
Democrats
you're...
do it.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean the Democrats do it?
If a Democrat had a hint of any kind of child predatory history or actions.
Oh, shit.
Holy fuck.
Right.
There'd be permanent subcommittees.
Does anybody think it's funny that the Republicans are all about Comet Ping Pong Pizzagate when...
No, they don't.
Obviously, the Republicans have the problem with the kids. Right. You know, I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, it's just so
unfortunately,
it's blind fucking hypocrisy.
A lot of people there's lots of people who have problems with kids horribly, but they're not all Republicans. But right now the Republicans are okay with it.
Right.
Like on our side, we would want them jailed.
You know,
we like Sandusky rotting in jail.
Is he
we
dead?
Like, we like Jared from Subway rotting in jail.
Right.
We're not waiting for him to get out so we can run him for senator.
Yeah. Hey.
Hastert. He's got experience.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's
sure.
out of jail now.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, this is Thanksgiving week. Isn't that correct? Kate, isn't it? It's Thursday, Thanksgiving. Is that right?
Sure.
Okay. I think maybe.
Where we celebrate.
Well, no. Yeah. Tomorrow.
The beginning of our genocide of indigenous people.
Oh, yeah. Let me pitch to you a segment that we could do tomorrow if we wanted to, or we could actually do it today. It's okay. People are going to be having dinner with their families, and you fucking hippies out there listening. You might have to have dinner with some conservative motherfuckers.
Oh, you're like Hannity. You're like Dr. Hannity.
Right. Oh, I'm Dr. Hannity.
Did you hear that?
No.
Last night, he did a segment.
Is he giving people talking points?
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to give talking points.
He said,
better talking
listen
points.
Listen to Dr. Hannity of what you're going to have to deal with to talk to your liberal relatives.
Oh, yeah? Well, how do you like, okay, I'll be a dickhead. I'm the dickhead. I'm going to say something like, well, Trump is making America great again. And, you know, I don't have a problem, you know, electing Roy Moore is voting for Roy Moore, you know, because I want to pass a tax plan. What do you think about that, you dickhead pot smoker fucknut?
Right.
But what do you say, though? What do people say to that? We got to give them a talking point.
Can I have the gravy, please?
No. Fuck me. Yeah, shut them down. Say, fuck off, you fascist. Your problem.
Sure. Let's have a happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, he started it though.
He started
it. If they start it,
so you let him,
you can finish
look
it.
Look the smaller person.
Nah.
I mean, if
on.
You're getting ganged up on, then launch.
I say launch anyway. We are okay. We are getting ganged up on.
Right?
We are. Say this. Okay. Do you give a fuck about all this Russia shit? And they'll say, no.
Yeah, I don't know how many the situation is sane. Younger people going home to their
right.
Fox watching parents, uncles, aunts, and everything,
nah.
and probably dumb brother or two,
yeah,
who also buy into that shit. Then the reverse of people who are liberal, or you know what I mean, of people who are conservatives going home to a house full of liberals.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Unless it's a liberal family with that one uncle,
right? Right. There's always going to be somebody.
Right.
Take him out. Go get him. Go get him, liberals.
Here's the rest. Here's the rest of this ad.
Dinner.
Richard Shelby, by the way.
Who the fuck is that?
The current other senator from Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Richard Shelby says he will absolutely not vote for Roy Moore. Conservative voices putting children and women over party. Doing what's right.
Picture of eight accusers of Roy Moore when they were kids,
oh,
by the
God.
Way, when they were young. And then they fade out on Ivanka's quote, which
right.
says there's a special place in hell for people who prey on children.
Well, Ivanka, thank you. There is no hell. There's a special place.
Doug Jones.
Yeah. What about your dad?
And he approves.
What about daddy?
Message. There is a hell.
Daddy's going to roast. Hey, Ivanka, if there's a hell, your dad's roasting
it. It's called Alabama.
Right. And Ivanka would go, if hell existed, who from the Trump administration would burn in it eternally? I would say Donald Trump.
Wouldn't?
Who would? Who's burning
in it? We don't have that kind of time. Who wouldn't
Everybody.
Is easier to. The administration?
Who wouldn't burn in hell? I can't think,
I can't think of one that's not heinous. Anyway.
There's got to be somebody that works at the White House. Somebody. Is there a valet?
In the actual administration.
A valet.
Yeah, yeah.
The fucking.
Here is our president today finally answering the question.
Yay.
About the Roy Moore situation. He's basically like echoing what Kellyanne, what's her face, said the other day.
Skeksis Barbie.
Yeah.
She's going to hell.
Echoing what she said the other day, which was, hey, we need the seat.
Ooh. That's so fucked up.
What is wrong with these people?
That's so fucked up.
Here's our president.
I can tell you one thing for sure. We don't need a liberal person in there, a Democrat, Jones. I've looked at his record. It's terrible in crime. It's terrible in the border. It's terrible in the military.
He's a respected veteran who was a doctor, Doug Jones. And by any other state standard, we would say he's crazy conservative Democrat.
He
did say he is pro-choice,
yes.
which is an uphill battle in Alabama.
Right. Good for him,
but
man.
This low on crime, what is he talking about?
He just made me choke.
He's weak on crime.
Schittler, when he said that, he made me choke on this coffee. He's weak on crime. He's the one not raping kids. I mean, that, you know.
So, but we'll be cool with the guy,
right,
that used to troll the malls in the Y.
Sure. Is that, are we more afraid of ISIS coming over our border via Mexico than we are of dudes?
Are we
trolling the mall?
Who are we? Who's
on,
we?
The royal we. No, I don't know. Alabama.
Same people. No, yes.
I mean, you know.
Fed by Fox News.
Roy Moore is a terrorist.
Breitbart and WND. And
do you think it'd be terrifying? You know, you're walking around the mall and there's some DA, some guy, some white guy in power trolling around looking for kids to diddle.
High school football games.
That's terrifying. What? What do you mean? He went to high school football games picking up chicks?
Yeah.
God damn.
Do you go hang out, watch the local high school football game? You want to hang in the bleachers with high school kids?
No. Let me tell you something. I don't, no offense to these, if you're in high school, no offense. If you listen, thanks. My most hated thing is when I go to a movie, the little fucking high school kids behind me, at the very beginning of the movie, I make it known that I am not up for shenanigans. I hear any kind of bullshit, any kind of phones going off, any kind of jabbering. I turn around and say, hey, keep it down. You know what I mean? I don't want anything to do with these kids. Roy Moore is at a foot. Why would you go to a high school football
game? Get off my lawn.
Clint Eastwood's a creep, too. I wonder, does he endorse Roy Moore?
We haven't heard from Clint in a while.
Doesn't he have a...
Have we?
He's talking to a Chaise lounge.
Anyway, here's the rest of our embarrassment in chief.
Fuck you.
He's very liberal. He's weak on crime.
He doesn't fuck kids. There's that. That's the positive.
Melania's in the background. She just walks away.
She didn't care.
Record is terrible in crime. It's terrible in the border. It's terrible in the military. I can tell you for a fact, we do not need somebody that's going to be bad on crime, bad on borders, bad with the military, bad for the Second Amendment.
There you go.
Well, let's talk about the Second Amendment. It doesn't matter, dickhead. Your guns aren't going anywhere, right?
He has no idea what any of Doug Jones's stances are on any of the platforms. He's just, he's throwing out.
Yeah.
Little shit your pants bombs.
They're bad.
To all of his dumb base.
Well, I mean, this makes it easier for him to address all the people that he supposedly did fucked up shit to. You know, all the women he diddled, he assaulted.
The U.S. Energy Department is supposed to lead America's.
Because he'll
say, what's going on there?
You know what I mean? Maybe this is why he's taking this line of thinking, his line of talking or whatever. It's nuts.
We don't need a Democrat in the seat, so we're good. We're good for a child rapist.
So what happens when Sarah Huckabee is asked the question, hey, Sarah, so what's up with your boss being cool with a child molester running for Senate in Alabama? What does she
allegations,
say?
Those allegations haven't been proven.
Right. Well, I mean, they've been corroborated. A lot of women have come forward. Are you saying these women are lying?
Proven. They want pictures, apparently.
Ooh, I bet they do.
DNA smears from 40 years ago.
Mike Pence is like, hey, somebody need DNA? Yeah. I got it right here.
That's the headline over to the HuffPo's about Trump.
God, I really want some fucking gay shit to come out about Pence. I just think that would be so great. Like he's at a truck stop, glory hole kind of shit. That would be fucking phenomenal. Dear Jesus.
Interestingly enough,
yes,
not the headline over the Drudge Report.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I don't see Trump's comments
right
anywhere.
Oh,
about what's going on with Roy Moore.
Hey, Matt Drudge.
Holy shit. I mean, it's really not. I don't see it.
That's not of note that our president is endorsing a diddler for fucking Senate.
Apparently there was a hack of Uber.
Oh, okay.
Uber hack kept hush 57 million
right
people. People's data was exposed.
I don't take Uber.
Hackers stole the personal data of 57 million customers and drivers. Massive breach the company concealed for more than a year.
Massive. Oh, that's shitty. That sucks.
See, but if we say there should be laws that you have to disclose when people's personal information has been hacked, they scream bloody murder, pig squeals. Oh,
oh, regulation. What about profit?
How does that affect your profit if you have to tell people you fucked up and put your information got hacked? Isn't there laws, though? There's not laws saying they have to do that anyway?
I don't know. Apparently not if they hid this for a year.
I don't like Uber anyway. I hate the app. I use Lyft. Lyft is better for the employees, and you can tip right on the thing. You can tip on the app.
October 2016 hack included names, email addresses, and phone numbers.
Oh, fucking great.
Of 50 million Uber riders around the world.
Wonderful.
The personal information of about 7 million were accessed as well, including some 600,000 of their driver's license numbers.
Oh, my God. What are you guys doing with your information? Do you not have firewalls?
No social security numbers, credit card details, trip location info, or other data.
Yes.
Or data were taken.
How do we know? Why would we believe Uber?
Well, right.
Big lying oligarch fucks.
At the time of the incident, it says Uber was negotiating with U.S. regulators investigating separate claims of privacy violations.
Hello. But you know what? Alex Jones talked about this, you know, and he was right. He's like, Uber is a Trojan horse into your iPhone, or whatever he said. I mean, that's not exactly.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
You know the crazy thing about that? He sang that song when Julian Assange, right, came out.
He's mad at Julian Assange, yeah.
Still?
No, they made up.
Hey, let me ask you something. Is Julian Assange still dating Pam Anderson?
Yeah, I think so. Well, she flies to Britain and goes to the Ecuadorian embassy.
Oh, man. That's great, man. That's not a bad idea, you know, to date somebody that's stuck at an embassy. I mean, that's, you can just go to the embassy so you never have to worry about where you're going because you can't go anywhere.
Right.
Oh, planning shit. Oh, my God. This is like, we're watching Netflix every night.
What floor are we going to eat on tonight?
Right. Lido deck.
So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report. More interestingly enough, the headline is not.
Yes.
The president of the United States saying, hey, we're cool with a diddler as long as Republicans win in Alabama.
So what are these nut jobs going to say? Like, what's Alex Jones going to say about Trump being cool with Roy Moore?
Oh, it's the deep state. I'm sure I'm sure Alex Jones is.
Yeah.
Anti.
It's a deep fucked up state.
Yeah, it's anti.
Right.
Everything. Now, interestingly enough.
Yes.
Today also. Get ready to take to the streets, y'all.
Fuck you,
because,
boy.
Because Ajit Pai, the poobah over at the Federal Communications Commission.
Ajit.
Went and laid his big turd, his plans for taking net neutrality away.
Yes.
Because, you know, Obama did it.
Right.
It's a major win for the telecom industry, and nobody else, literally nobody else, is going to benefit than the telecom industry. We could get fucked.
Yeah.
There could be fast lanes and slow lanes.
That sucks, dude. So wait a second. The FCC, don't they exist to protect our rights as consumers?
Theoretically?
Yeah, right?
Right.
So this doesn't make any sense.
But remember, we created a panel. Obama created a panel with the help of Elizabeth Warren called the Consumer Protection Bureau.
Oh, Pocahontas.
And the Republicans can't wait to get rid of it.
Yeah.
God. Get rid of that consumer protection shit.
Jesus.
And they already, I saw the billions of dollars they had sued and won. For consumers, out of these evil, blood-sucking corporations.
Let's
get rid of that, because the corporations...
God damn.
You're taking money from the corporations.
It's fucking bullshit.
How dare you?
You know, Trump recently called her Pocahontas again.
I'm sure.
It wasn't that long ago. I mean, I can't believe... And then the HuffPo is like, some people consider this a racial slur.
You know,
you
know, he has to go back and copy paste that every time because there's no way in hell he remembers how to spell Pocahontas.
No fucking way.
P O K E
the K
H U N T.
I'm surprised you said to go Poca, etc. Dot 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 dot.
He announced his plans to scrap the net neutrality regulations.
Yes.
Requiring internet providers treat all content equally. Basically, it means that your internet provider could decide that they don't like crab diving's politics.
What?
So they're going to slow down the show so much that you won't be able to listen to it.
Who the fuck wouldn't like our politics? That's crazy.
Or you got to pay more. You want to listen to the evil subversive liberals. We're going to charge you more.
They pay us more?
No, you pay the evil internet provider.
Shit. Why did you guys vote for Donald Trump? Do you not like our show? Do you hate crab diving?
I'm sure they don't. But in a weird twist, people like Alex Jones and stuff hate net neutrality because Obama was for it.
But don't they
Obama was for it. Therefore, they did some weird. I even pulled the clip. Here's some retro Alex Jones. This is from 2015, 16.
Yes.
When the Obama administration, the FCC, when it was sane people.
Right. remember that?
Decided to pass these net neutrality regulations.
Yes.
Here's a little bit of Alex Jones.
Perfect.
Losing his fucking mind over it.
FCC to recognize that for most Americans, the internet has become an essential part of everyday communication and everyday life. Yeah, this is part of, this has been the plan for a decade. Free, quote, Wi-Fi that's paid for by taxpayers, but you have no rights on that Wi-Fi, and you can't get to Infowars.com or DrudgeReport.com.
It's the opposite of what he says.
Yeah, it's not.
He misrepresents it 180 degrees of what net neutrality is about.
What the fuck? Do you think he's lying or he doesn't understand?
He thinks it's government takeover of the internet. And then they're not going to say anything anti-government.
Well, a lot of people think that. I have a conservative relative and we were talking about Time Warner Cable and shit. And I'm like, the internet should be ran by the government like a fucking utility. He was like, I don't want the government dealing with anything else. They fuck everything up.
Oh, and private enterprise just makes everything stellar.
Oh, absolutely.
Great.
How many choices do we have for fucking high-speed internet? One. Right. One.
That the White House officials have said they want to shut down, basically.
Not sure.
So this is it. They're coming. Drums, drums, drums in the deep.
What does that mean?
I don't know. This is a Alex pause.
This is just a high-tech version of what the Soviets and the Nazis and the Chinese communists and Fidel Castro and every other nutball did.
Drums, man. Drums, drums. What do you think? Drums, drums, drums of the deep.
Wanting corporations that are providing that service to not be able to pick and choose which content they can speed up or slow down is not the tyranny involved. The corporate takeover deciding which content they like is the problem. We need the government to oversee it to make sure it's not censored at all.
Right. I can't believe Alex Jones doesn't understand or see this.
Hard to believe, right?
Yeah, right.
Chinese communist and Fidel Castro and every other nutball did.
Nutball.
Do you think they like the men that bring them to power? You think Hitler did? You think they like having you around these little cowardly people?
Hey, I have a question. What is it called when you go to Hitler?
Godwin's Law.
This is Godwin's Law. Like, how quick? We're talking about net neutrality. Went, this motherfucker got it to Hitler real quick.
Yeah. From the wrong direction. I mean, it's 180%. It's just not true. It's utterly not true.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's the opposite.
Who is Hitler?
He should be screaming for net neutrality.
Absolutely, because he's on the fucking internet.
Right.
Who is Hitler in his analogy, though?
Obama. And
Obama's
the,
Hitler.
And the, yeah, and the, and the evil government.
Right.
Globalists.
Having you around these little cowardly people. They hate you. They want total control because they don't like wealth. They don't like power. They don't like success. Do you think they like strong, hardcore men?
Yes. We don't like unearned wealth.
What do you hate most about?
I don't mind wealth. I don't mind success.
Right.
But Don Jr., the one with with the barracuda teeth and Ivanka,
disgusting,
have no qualifications to inherit that money.
They suck.
That's the problem we have. A society, I don't think that people's crotch drizzles should immediately be given their entire 100% empire that the parent worked hard to build.
Fuck that. And what do you hate most about strong, hardcore men? What the fuck is he talking?
I don't know. The whole jizz thing grosses me out.
Strong, hardcore men.
They don't like power. They don't like success. Do you think they like strong, hardcore men who've killed a bunch of people? You think they actually like the real instrument? They fear you. They hate you. They shake. They're going to destroy you. So you go ahead and you serve them and you sell your family out and you sell your name out and you sell your soul out because I guess they are God.
You sell your family into white slavery.
2014 that was. From
that guy.
November 2014. Oh, here's more.
That guy's talking about net neutrality.
Yeah, but then the opposite. The opposite.
He's nuts.
Obama calls for the FCC to protect the internet. Kind of like the mafia 100 years ago in New York would say, somebody burnt down a grocery store a few weeks ago.
They're showing the...
What the fuck?
They're showing the screen cap from the Drudge Report, and the headline says, Obama moves on the internet.
Why is there a grocery store on fire?
New York would say somebody burnt down a grocery store a few weeks ago because they didn't pay for insurance from the family. You might want to, ask us to come in and hire some of our people, and we'll keep an eye on the place for you and pay us 20% of what you bring in.
Wow.
And we'll even shut down your competition, and you'll be part of the crew.
I think he's really good.
So the FCC is going to come in and protect the internet.
Oh my God.
He's really, his nipples are piercing through the shirt. He's so excited.
He's having a ball. Do you think he practiced his mobster guy, little mobster character in front of the mirror?
His kids got to listen to that shit.
Hey, I'm Alex Jones.
Protect the internet. You're going to like, don't hurt you.
He's slapping himself in the face, and now he's pounding his fist on the desk.
Break your legs. You like your daughter? Listen to me, you little punk. You're going to do what we say. We're going to break your legs.
This is a little bit of method acting, I'm thinking here.
He
slipped into this character a little too easily.
Is this from 2015, you said?
2014.
Oh, shit.
About net neutrality.
Listen to me, you little punk. You're going to do what we say. We're going to break your legs. Next, you know what we're going to do. You like living like that? Well, you're about to, okay? A nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. And you beg on your knees to be slaves while these fat, weak cowards sit up there on television and tell you they're lying to your family and tell you they're going to break your bank and bring you under their filthy control and put you in their government housing pens to run your life.
Oh, God, that's spectacular. You fat, weak coward.
You in their government housing pens to run your life and bring you down and imprison your children, and you submit to it with pleasure.
Oh my God.
Wow.
You submit to it with pleasure.
Good God.
You down and imprison your children, and you submit to it with pleasure. Well, not me, ever.
Alex Jones ringing in 2014.
That is
on net neutrality.
Spec-fucking-tacular, dude. That is spectacular.
It's a confidence game, like with a lion. The lion tamers have to act totally confident, beat that lion, keep it under submission, dominate it. Because if you ever want show fear, one time when your head's in its mouth, snap like a bear trap on your head.
What is he talking about?
And you've got this little pot-bellied lion tamer with their little whip, and we're this giant 70 trillion pound lion. Just human liberty, freedom, honor.
What is he talking about? The lion of human liberty. Aren't you paying attention?
I am. I'm just confused. Is this still net neutrality?
I think so.
Holy fucking shit. I gotta tell you something.
Obama, the little wimpy little lion tamer, little measly lion tamer.
Right.
And we're a trillion pound lion.
Hey, listen, Rachel Maddow. I'm only thinking of all the people I watch. Chris Hayes, Wolf Blitzer. Vanderbilt's kid? Who's that?
Andy Cooper.
Guys, I need you to ignore his content, but this guy's a performer. I'm not bored listening to him ever.
Yeah.
You could learn something from Alex Jones.
Like a bear trap on your head. And you've got this little pot-bellied lion tamer with their little whip, and we're this giant 70 trillion pound lion just human liberty, freedom, honor, everything. And they've got this little whip with us bowing to him as he beat us on the head.
Good God damn it.
Wow.
He sounds like a 4-year-old playing with his toys. Like if you see
a
little kid alone, like he's acting out all little things. I'm gonna get you. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. This guy.
Imagine Trump watching him on his little iPhone late at night.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna watch Alex Jones.
Biggest on the head. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm not afraid of him. These people will hold our species back. They will screw everything that our ancestors fought and died to survive through hell to pass on a baton to us to have a future. And I'm telling you from the foundations of the earth, these people were not meant to succeed and dominate greater men and women. So I'm here to beg God to give me the strength and the words to unlock the spirit of humanity.
Okay. Is he fucking talking about net neutrality?
Sounds like he's writing like a Marvel superhero speech, right?
Is he for this or against net neutrality?
Obama is for, therefore.
He's against.
It's tyranny.
This is the most interesting report on net neutrality. I got to be honest. I hear people talking about this on the news. I'm like, okay, kind of boring. Right. I mean, I know it's important, but the presentation sucks. This is interesting.
So I'm here to beg God to give me the strength and the words to unlock the spirit of humanity with a huge awakening to bring these people down forever and to bind them for hell.
Oh, my God.
Well, bottom line, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the fade out, fade in.
When Obamacare is now moving to the Internet. Federal regulation and control written for select corporations.
This is not true.
Right out of the FCC to shut down all their competition.
No, it's just the opposite. It's just the opposite. They're telling them that they can't throttle other people's shit.
Okay. But what about that 3 trillion pound lion?
You know what they look at it? They look at it as, well, why can't I make my stuff faster?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which, by definition, makes other people's stuff slower. They don't look at it that way. They're like, you're hurting my freedoms to put all my stuff faster.
Because the internet, you should think about it like a pipe filled with fucking water.
Obama said treat it like a utility. Yes. It should be treated like a public utility.
Why not? Why would
free airwaves
fucking want that?
Nobody's regulating it.
You know what I don't understand about this country? Everybody should want the minimum wage to go up. Everybody should want free motherfucking internet. Who doesn't want free internet?
Right.
Written for select corporations right out of the FCC to shut down all their competition. And Republican leaders, to their credit, have now come out with statements that will cover some of Phyllis Schlafly in the next hour, saying that it is Obamacare for the internet. That's what Ted Cruz has come out and said.
Listen to that group. Ted Cruz, Phyllis fucking Schlafly, R.I.P.
Yeah.
Rotten peace.
Right.
Old hag of hate. I'm not going to be nice to that dead one.
Yeah, don't be nice.
She was a heinous, heinous creature stalking the earth.
And so was Manson.
And she lived to her 90s. She did okay.
God, how are these people full of hate? How do you live so fucking long?
It is Obamacare for the internet. That's what Ted Cruz has come out and said. I like Ted Cruz. He knows what he's talking about.
I like Ted Cruz. He knows what he's talking about.
Is that the clip you were talking about today? That's insane, dude. That's a good one.
Alex fucking Jones. The, so yeah, you know, there's going to be a long time of talking about it before the FCC votes, but I'm sure it's going to be 3-2 because there's 3 Republicans and 2 Democrats now on the FCC. And, they've been wanting to do this for a long time. Right. And plus there's the bonus. All you got to do is tell Trump Obama did it.
Oh yeah.
And you're not going to change his mind. Even if the people want it, he doesn't care. Shit. Obama did it.
Right. oh my God.
Yeah, he lost it there, Alex Jones.
I mean, does he like? He must do a lot of cardio or something. I mean, how do you? I mean, you're just sitting there. You're talking
supplements, man.
And you're all right. Yeah, yeah.
Colloidal silver running through my veins.
He's got to take like a brick of horny goat weed.
Looks
every
like
morning.
Mercury when I come.
Oh yeah. Looks like mercury. I don't know what the doctor would say about that. Like you're ejaculating mercury. We're gonna have
this?
To
what
take
is this?
A
is
look
this
at
today?
This shit.
Might be today.
Yeah.
If I can get this to load.
I mean, you know, no wonder the guy lost custody of his fucking kids. I mean, you listen to his show. I don't know if his kids need to be around this guy. He doesn't make people. I mean, you know, he would make a dog nervous. Imagine how nervous Kate would be if we were fucking screaming our face. Well, yeah. We kind of do anyway. Yeah, I do.
Alex Jones's InfoWars, it says, today is lauding the decision, is freeing the internet. They just don't. They don't know.
They don't.
And the
get
Daily
it.
Beast ran a story about how these idiots. They stand to lose, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's liberal telecom out there, too. Time Warner backed Hillary.
Oh, so, shit. I didn't know that.
So they could theoretically say, ooh, InfoWars.
Right.
Ooh, you guys are nuts. Let's slow that shit way down.
Imagine if it's somebody like me. I'd fuck you up.
So they're just so stupid.
They're dickheads.
To lick corporate overlord whole.
Yummy. Well, I mean, you
rim
know,
away, boys. Well,
if it doesn't happen, they'll say, well, it didn't happen because we spoke out. But if it does happen, they get to play the victim more.
Yeah.
And Alex Jones gets the cat. He gets the caterwaul and throw his office chair across the fucking studio.
Blame regulations even more.
Right.
Well, obviously, we need less regulations even more.
Sometimes I think his head is just going to explode, you know, like it's going to pop.
So there you go. You know, call your representatives and
yeah.
Tweeting doesn't work and emailing doesn't work. Call those fuckers.
Hello.
Repeatedly.
Roy.
And say this net neutrality bullshit. And there probably is going to be a comment period over, at the FCC.
Okay.
If I find that, I'll put the link
where up. You can comment online on their website.
Right, right.
And tell them why you fucking hate them and shit like that.
And they
that.
Don't care, ultimately.
They don't give a fuck.
The last time there was a comment period, they tried to say there was a lot of bots.
Oh, I remember that. And they said it crashed their site. But what happened was, I believe Rachel Maddow figured out that they took it down. It didn't crash, right? Yeah.
Something like that.
Bullshit.
Your government's lying to you. It's a deep state. Michelle Obama's got a big dick.
The Donald Trump, speaking of sad fucking little man baby that he is, he couldn't even take something as simple and stupid and fun as the annual pardoning of the turkey.
No, yeah.
For once, I'm using it instead
Gobbler.
Of talking about the country.
Gobbler.
That he had to joke about how he had to joke about how he wanted to see if he could reverse Obama's pardons of the turkeys from last year.
He's hilarious. He
continue a wonderful American tradition. Today, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I will grant a presidential pardon to a turkey. We've hosted dozens of incredible world leaders, members of Congress, and along the way, a few very strange birds. But we have yet to receive any.
God,
I wonder
Stephen
if that's
Miller
the,
right
I was just going to say, it sounds like Stephen Miller humor.
You know, he sounds like a really horrible actor struggling through Shakespeare. Doesn't it sound like that in a way? Not that what he's reading is Shakespeare.
Remember on
it just sounds like
the story from Saturday Night Live was that he couldn't read out loud well. Yeah, he's just horrible at it.
He sucks.
And, you know, teleprompter is a skill, but nonetheless. I bet
it's got to be tough to write for Trump because you can't use any big, interesting words.
Right.
Anything that's a challenge for him, you're going to get yelled at.
Yeah. And try not to put countries in that he can't pronounce.
Yeah.
That he's never heard of.
Right. And by the way, it's sort of a different point, but if he's going to say someplace like Puerto Rico, remind him they're in our country.
Oh, N-I-G-E-R. I can't say that.
No, you can't. And if you work for Schindler, you're all over that.
Yeah.
You're all over that.
They'd probably spell it like N-Y-E-G-E-R so that he pronounces it Niger.
I'd say different word.
And that other country over there next to Chad.
There you go.
And along the way, a few very strange birds. But we have yet to receive any visitors quite like our magnificent guest of honor today, Drumstick. Hi, Drumstick. Oh, Drumstick, I think is going to be very happy.
Oh, my God.
As many of you know, I have been...
I'm going to get Drumstick laid.
I'm going to fuck Drumstick.
I'm going to find a couple of Russian turkeys to pee on him.
You know, he can you imagine? I mean...
Yeah.
The burping turkeys in the water sports.
Sure.
Can you imagine, like...
It's like vodka.
Right. You just see a turkey or something. It's like it's an animal, right? You sort of like, oh, look at that cute little bird. You know, you might look at the bird, I don't know, connect with
No, he's a devoid.
He hates animals.
Oh, he hates this whole process.
He doesn't have a dog.
He's sitting there, he's like, I have to pardon a turkey.
Why don't they get him a fucking dog to humanize him?
No.
Just a little bit.
What dog would you wish that on?
I wouldn't. I'm just surprised they haven't done that. Some dogs, some easygoing dogs, you know.
Maybe for Baron.
Yeah.
As many of you know, I have been very active in overturning a number of executive actions.
But they wrote this.
Yeah.
They wrote this Obama joke. I thought he ad-libbed it, but now listening to it, I read the transcript before.
Oh, my
before.
God.
Now listening to it, this is written.
I've been very active in overturning a number of executive actions by my predecessor. However, I have been informed by the White House counsel's office that Tater and Tot's pardons cannot, under any circumstances, be revoked. So we're not going to revoke them.
But you know,
that didn't go over that well,
right? I you got to give it up to the writers because they're being proactive here because he's going to make a stupid joke anyway. So just write one where he doesn't get in trouble, you know. Write one where he doesn't say something totally fucked up. God,
Melania is standing there, and I don't know. She barely looks like she wants to be there. Baron absolutely looks like he doesn't want to be there. And, you know, he's, what, 12, 13? He doesn't want to be there.
Oh, fuck
no, he wants to be playing video games and shit. Looks like he might be tapping out SOS, though.
Baron, get me the fuck out of this motherfucker.
But listen to the crickets, even.
Yeah, they don't, yeah.
This is be revoked. So we're not going to revoke him. So Tater and Tot, you can rest easy. I feel so good about
So he was thinking about it.
Yeah.
Was the joke.
Right.
We looked into it. I looked into how do I rescind? How do I get those two birds from last year killed?
Do you think he actually did that, or is this the joke they wrote?
But
I mean, he might have.
That's them. That's their idea of joking.
Oh yeah.
Yuck!
It's hateful. Let's get a pardon rescinded, and then you know what we could do? We could take these turkeys out on the lawn and fucking shoot them. We can behead these turkeys. We can wring their necks in front of everybody on the Rose Garden. Be hilarious.
I can't believe Melania allowed that garden to stay.
I can't either.
You can rest easy. I feel so good about myself doing this. Are you ready, Drumstick?
See, that's sarcasm.
I feel so good about myself.
I feel so good about myself doing this. I'm a billionaire and I'm pardoning a fucking turkey.
I mean, aside from his politics, his racist shitty things and all the crap he says, He's unlikable.
He's a dick.
Just not likable.
I would really pay big money for that turkey to just have a big old splat shit right in the front of his suit at this point.
Remember when the eagle went after him?
Yeah, yeah. That's
that
a fun joke.
Fucking amazing.
Myself doing it. Are you ready, drumstick? Okay. Drumstick, you are hereby pardoned.
There you go.
Yay.
Then he steps back and claps at his own bullshit.
Yes. I'm clapping for my own performance. I did great.
So I almost think it's worse that they wrote that instead of it being just an ad lib from that fucking moron. Because
okay.
That, yeah, you would expect. But now the fact that they are poking what they think is fun at that.
What if he had made
it's almost like a fuck you.
All right. Well, what if he had made a joke about Kim Jong-un? Who started, you know, World War III. I know that it's not that crazy. He just made some remark like, oh, I'm gonna pardon this turkey. I'm gonna go easy on this turkey. But not that guy in North Korea, that crazy guy. We're gonna nuke the shit out of him.
Look at how fat this turkey is. Looks like Kim Jong-un. His big fat poo-poo butt.
You don't think he would say that? Of course he would say that.
Short.
He looks short. Hey, turkey, you're short.
That's what Trump tweeted, right? Short and fat.
Short and fat.
I haven't tweeted that. I haven't called him short and fat. I don't know why he called me old.
I think this is a good idea for the White House. Give him jokes.
Oh. Marianne gets a point on at Thread and Thumb on the Twitter. She said, hasn't Trump already pardoned a turkey in Arizona?
Bam!
Boom!
Ba-na-bam, ba-na-bam. That's a good
one. Awesome, yeah.
He pardoned the shit out of that guy. Fuck.
So that's our president. The president.
Oh my god.
Even cocking up the goddamn fun little turkey pardon. Fucked that up and shat on it.
He fucked it up.
He ruins everything.
Can you just be nice?
He ruins everything.
He can't be nice, and he has to be bizarre.
Yeah.
Those two things. He's mean and weird. He's our weird, mean president. Did he curtsy?
Well, that weird kind of Greek chorus performance he did drinking water.
Oh, God.
Like, what kind of performance art was that? The weird two-handed, like a tyrannosaur trying to catch a golf ball.
It has to be something to do with its narcissism. You know what I mean? Like he wants to do something to draw attention to himself, and he ends up looking real fucking bizarre. It's got to be it.
New news today on the Roy Moore front.
Yes.
Holy shit. A retired Alabama police officer.
Okay.
Was on Andrea Mitchell today.
Bleh.
And said that back in the day, in the 80s, she was told to keep an eye on Roy Moore.
Oh, fuck.
At local high school football games because he would regularly harass the team's teenage cheerleaders.
Can all the pastors that sign that fucked up letter tweet us? Explain how this is Christian behavior. What do you?
She worked for 37 years as an officer at the Gadsden Police Department. Faye Gary is her name.
Yes.
She said that Moore's reputation for pursuing underage girls was widely known throughout the community.
Damn.
Quote.
Yeah, I'm going to say usually they throw child diddlers in jail, but in Alabama they let them run for office.
We were also told to watch him at the ball games and make sure that he didn't, you know, hang around with the cheerleaders.
That is so fucked up. Who the fuck is this guy, Pauly Shore?
She said she had learned that Moore had been barred from entering the local shopping mall because he had been, quote, harassing young women who worked there.
Oh, God. Everybody's so fucking
blah.
Pervy. This guy.
We need that vote for taxes, though.
No, you don't. You don't need to elect a guy to Senate that can't be trusted around cheerleaders.
But the rich donors need their tax cuts, or they're going to stop giving money to Republicans.
How fucking gross. How old was he when he was, you know, He had to be surveilled when he went to football games. How old was
30s.
His mother? Oh, my God.
In his 30s when he was a DA.
The DA's coming to the game. Somebody's got to watch him so he didn't rape anybody.
I mean,
welcome to Alabama, bitches.
Were the 80s that uncare? I just don't know what's going on in the 80s that you would think if somebody was creep, if a DA was creepily hanging out.
I don't know. I like when I think 80s.
I guess nobody cares about their local DA or whatever,
right?
Voting that way.
When I think of 80s, I think Empire Strikes Back. I think Miami Vice. I think
Doctor,
don't you?
Can't you see I'm hurting?
That's the Thompson Twins.
That's the Thompson Twins.
I love that song.
Doctor. Aretha Franklin's not dead. BT Dubs.
Hello.
The internet was a hoax in today.
Right.
Nor does she have pancreatic cancer.
Shit.
She was trending today. Top trending on Twitter.
Lay your hands.
Which usually means one of two things.
Yes. Remember that Thompson Twins song?
Sure. They spoke with one of her assistants who's like, Aretha's,
one of her assistants?
Aretha's fine.
How many assistants does Aretha Franklin
need? Aretha,
made?
Man. She deserves as many.
Yeah.
They spoke with Aretha moments ago and asked me to tell you, please don't believe the news. It was trending. Have a good day.
She's not dead, dumbass.
She's not dead. Apparently, she's not dying.
Right.
But the Twitter was all Twitter.
Right.
Over the fact that she may be. But there you go. Roy Moore, Alabama ex-cop, says she was told.
God
watch
damn,
out.
Dude.
Keep your eye on that one.
The police knew. How sad is that shit, man?
But we got to pass tax cuts.
This guy, think about it, this diddler or whatever the fuck he did. He went on for years. Just nobody did shit. He was never punished. He was never caught. He was never stopped. He was allowed to behave like this to a point where the cops knew.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about
banned from the mall.
What are they doing? Like, what are the police doing? If they're supposed to, quote unquote, watch Roy Moore, are they really protecting the kids? Or are they just stopping Roy Moore from doing bad shit? Because they're not going to watch him all the fucking time.
Well, yeah. And what do they do to him? Like, shoo, get out of here, boy. Get out of here.
Know.
Shoo.
I mean, you know?
Like a God.
Raping a kid? Do they hit him with a billy club? Do they tase
him? A horny dog.
What do they do?
Yeah. The broom. Get out of here.
Shit. Hey, listen. It's Alabama. Who are we kidding? Probably a short list of powerful white politicians that did bad shit that they had to keep an eye on. They probably knew exactly what to do. They're used to it. It's Alabama.
I don't know what kind of power that one of the DAs in Etowah County has.
Okay, so if Roy Moore existed like he did in the 80s in Alabama, what do you think it was like in the 1930s or the 40s?
Oh, right.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. Thanks for joining us this lovely Tuesday. We're here every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
That's right, Pat.
We're still having meetings about the Thanksgiving show.
Right.
We may do normal time. We may do earlier in the day.
Oh, yeah.
So that we'll be out on iTunes and you can download us and tune out your family
as you're
cooking the turkey and shit.
I want people to listen to our show while they're eating with their family.
Okay. Well, we'll put it out.
Yeah.
I don't know what time.
What time would
be normal
best
time then?
To
probably
stream it so people are having food. Why wouldn't you want to listen to this while you eat?
We're doing a time shifted Thanksgiving.
What do you mean? Shape shifting?
Well, yeah.
Time shifted.
Saturday, right?
No, right.
Because of travel,
because of travel
arrangements for people coming into town.
Hello.
So, we'll probably have a show on Thursday.
Fuck yeah.
At some point during the day, we'll Facebook.
Listen, you guys can hang out with
your
family.
We'll Snapchat, we'll chatterbait.
Yeah, you can hang out with your family all the time. You can do whatever. Listen to our fucking show.
Fuck
you know what
family.
I mean? Well, you know.
New poll.
Poll!
That nobody's surprised about. This is in the Washington Post. And it's a Quinnipiac University poll.
Quinnipiac.
And half of Republicans say that GOP senators should allow Roy Moore to serve in the Senate if he wins.
Half of who?
Republicans.
Oh, God. Oh, my 49% God.
49% to 33%. They say he should not be expelled if he wins the special election next month.
You know, you fucking old creepy white guys, you should go back in time to when you were a kid and let this Roy Moore diddle around with you, and then you fucking vote for this, you fucking dickheads.
The poll,
yes,
also shows that sexual harassment is not a deal breaker for Republicans when it comes to Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
And it says it's not even that they just doubt the accusations against Trump. The poll shows that they oppose trying to remove him from office, even if it was proved that he sexually harassed all of the women right. that he is accused of.
But if he came out as atheist, they'd want him gone.
I don't know, dude. By 63% to 28%.
Yes.
Republicans say he should not be impeached, even if we know for a fact that he sexually harassed women.
63% said fuck it, keep him. Yeah. If he harassed. Did they say harassed or assaulted?
Harassed is the word.
Because he raped somebody. I'm sorry, alleged. He allegedly raped somebody in that civil suit, tied somebody down to a bed, beat him about the face, and then raped him. God, 63%.
The question was, President Trump has been accused of sexual harassment by multiple women. If it is proven true that President Trump sexually harassed them, do you think he should be impeached and removed from office or not?
Well, if not for
63,
this,
don't impeach him.
Then okay, if you're not going to impeach him for raping children, then what's the point? Just get rid of impeachment. Just get rid of it. Get rid of it. There's no point to it then. There's no fucking point. If you're not going to impeach a guy for being treasonous, I mean, then fuck it.
Republicans more generally are also less likely to say alleged sexual harassment is a deal breaker when voting for a candidate. The poll asked if a candidate faced multiple sexual harassment allegations, whether people would, quote, still consider voting for them if you agreed with them on the issues.
Oh, my God.
A plurality of Republicans, 43%, said they would still vote for them if they agreed with them on the issues, regardless if it was proven that they faced multiple sexual harassment allegations.
You know what I find funny? That I'm sure there are people out there that think there is life on other planets, that maybe they'll visit Earth, and they might want to, you know. They're going to fucking fry the shit out of us.
No go zone.
Dude, they're going to fuck us up. And we deserve it. 63% of Republicans. Don't.
Democrats?
They all fucking want him gone. Please.
Democrats asked the same question. If you would vote for a candidate facing multiple sexual harassment allegations.
Multiple. It's got to be zero.
If you agreed with them on the issue. 81% said they would not.
Bam.
Definitely not vote for such a person. 12%.
Of course.
Independents also 2-1 said they would not.
The adults. That's the difference. That's the difference. Progressives are adults. These little GOP teabag fucknuts. They're little bitch babies. They're little fuckheads.
They even point out here at the WAPO, here's the thing. The vast majority of Republicans already did vote for such a candidate in yeah. Trump.
Right. They practiced. They figured that they already know how to compartmentalize their fucking shit. They did it once. Of
family
course they
values.
Could vote for Roy fucking Moore.
Ethics, family values.
Oh, yes. That's a Republican's thing, right? The family values.
Not anymore.
Who's that guy, that GOP dirtbag up in, was it Indiana?
Well, that narrows it down.
No, the guy
we're talking about.
The guy we just did a story on him.
The guy was all over Grindr and Craigslist when he was going home to his wife.
Yeah. At least that wasn't. That's not kids though. That's just cheating on his wife.
Fucked an 18-year-old kid. I mean, legal, but.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Remember, that's the one that got covered up by Tony Perkins.
Oh my fucking God! Hey, it's the party of family values.
He didn't fuck him. He tried to unzip his pants while he was sleeping, right? Wasn't that the story?
Yeah.
Who the fuck?
Kid got out of there and then sent a complaint.
Right. The senator covered it up.
To Tony Perkins, the head of the Family Research Council.
And he
Family
squashed it.
Research Council.
Yeah. Researching families.
Jesus.
And not in a good
way.
We
love the Lord. Man. So there you go. I don't know how that makes you feel, but.
Like shit.
The Republicans just don't seem to have any kind of ethics anymore, any kind of scruples.
No, they don't
scruples.
Give a shit. Right. I mean, we were talking about this. It's a slippery slope that they always apply to the fucking liberals. Oh, my God.
Well, it's these evangelicals. It's really that taint that is spread throughout.
But you're an atheist.
Yeah.
Where's your morality? Because that's what they'll say. They always give atheists shit because they don't have
any moral. My morality is more real than their morality because I'm not doing it just because I'm worried that my balls are going to roast over an open fire for eternity when I die.
That's right.
I do shit because it's the right thing to do.
There you go. There you go. Fuck these Republicans.
I try.
Right.
You
think there's any Trump voters that listen to this fucking show?
Maybe occasionally they'll stumble upon it.
Listen, if you're a Trump voter especially, I need you to go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Sure.
You should buy something. It pains me that you listen. At least pay for it.
Listen, because maybe you'll change your mind.
Right. Please, dude. Come on. Look at these guys. 63% of Republicans think Roy Moore should be elected
to
the Senate.
True, yeah.
It's disgusting. It's gross.
You got a point.
Yeah. Dirtbags.
Florida? I have a little Florida segment since we're here in No Flow.
Every once in a while I forget. No Flow.
This is a gentleman who...
Yes.
This is from Fox News. In Florida.
Fuck you.
Port St. Lucie?
Yes.
I don't know where that is.
It's in, I don't know.
Florida man.
Florida or something?
Florida man was arrested after police caught him drunk driving.
Yes.
His lawnmower down a major highway.
Was it a push mower or like a regular?
No, they noticed a man driving unsteadily down U.S. Highway 1. should I say his name? I mean, should we shame him? I don't think so.
Who gives a shit?
He's got a great three-name Florida name, though.
Oh, come on. Let's hear it then.
Kenneth Burton Aleshouse.
Come on, Kenneth.
56 was riding his red snapper lawnmower.
Snapper.
Down the road while carrying a case of Budweiser.
Whatever. Man, this guy's living life.
They pulled him. An officer pulled him over, and they clearly detected the smell of alcohol.
He's riding lawnmower. Hey, this guy, this Kenneth guy, he's living his best life. He's living his best life.
They did not release. they did end up arresting him, doing a blood test. They did not release the exact number, but they did say
it's
it
high.
Was more than three times the legal limit.
Bam. Hey, but here's the most important question. How does his yard look? Did he do a good job?
I hope he was riding along the side of the highway so that he could at least save some taxpayer money.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the guy was out mowing his lawn. He had
fuck
a few
it.
Beers.
I'm
going to
go get a case of beer.
I'm going to go Highway 1, dude. That's a big highway.
And he's coming back. So he had to have ridden it to the liquor store. Right?
All right.
Unless he ripped off. They didn't say he ripped. They said it was his red snapper.
Yeah. No, he drove his, right. What's wrong with that? There's no rules in Florida.
Well,
I can't drive my riding lawnmower down the fucking road.
I think they frown on that.
He's drunk. That's the problem.
Well, there was alcohol involved.
Right.
I mean.
Did he have a beer holder? Like a cup holder?
Like a koozie?
I mean, he had to. I don't know. How do you operate? Does a riding lawnmower have like a normal gas? In a brake, or is it like
some? Otherwise, you can have hand, like a
hand
motorcycle
release. Hand release.
You can have the hand, the accelerator on the hands,
right? Oh yeah, the clutch.
The This one is bizarre.
Yes.
Hashtag Florida.
Right.
Okaloosa.
Fuck you, boy. That's in the middle of nowhere.
Shalimar in the Florida panhandle, it says.
Shalimar.
Investigators obtained a search warrant.
Fuck you.
For a house. A Florida woman.
Right.
65 years old.
Oh, shit.
Barbara Wozniak.
Okay.
Is accused of shooting her husband, Alfred Wozniak, in the head.
Related to Steve Wozniak?
I don't think so. If they are, he probably might not claim it.
Come on.
They found a fake wall that she had put up.
Fake? Like a hologram
wall? No, she built a wall and put his body behind it. After removing the bricks and dry under a stairway.
Yes.
Found a fabricated brick wall inside a closet.
Right.
After removing the bricks and the drywall, a large plastic type of tarp was observed, shaped in the consistency of an adult body, thoroughly duct taped.
No shit. Thoroughly. I'm telling you, man, you see people in Florida at the goddamn Lowe's, the Home Depot, stocking up on duct tape, buying big plastic sheets. Take their info down. Check them out.
She ended up turning herself in. She told her kids she killed their father in self-defense after he tried to choke her.
Right.
But investigators are saying the angle at which it went through his head does not corroborate.
Okay.
What might be him trying to choke her if she was doing it in self-defense? Yeah.
And also,
if she waited for him to fall asleep and then decided she was self-defensing.
And also, she bricked him up in a wall.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of a thing you have to consider.
Yeah. You've had time to think.
Right.
As you went to Lowe's. Yeah.
I mean, did she get the supplies for the wall before it happened?
I don't know. Well, that might prove intent, right?
Florida's rough. You got to be careful out here.
So Floridia. And then I've got one more story. Good news?
Yes.
Here in Florida?
Fuck you.
I know it's... we need that here.
Right. Sure.
They're
taking that cross down in that stupid fucking park?
No, they're still fighting that.
Okay.
But one of the larger insurance companies here, Florida Blue...
Suck my dick.
Has decided to give a big fuck you to Big Pharma.
Yes.
By stopping covering OxyContin.
Oh, shit.
And replacing it with a newer drug that's called Xtampza ER, which is difficult to crush and difficult to abuse.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's the same deal. It's got the same kind of ingredients in it.
Yes.
I believe.
It's the whole deal that people crush it up. It's oxycodone. Not that they just take it.
Hmm?
The whole deal is people crush it up.
And people snort it when it gets bad.
They should put one of those, you know, when you steal clothes from a store, they have a little ink pellet on it that if you try to take it out, it explodes. So if you illegally crush up the oxy, just an ink pellet in there.
That's great.
All over my face. Perfect.
The Xtampza ER has a wax matrix structure, so the only way to get it to liquid format is by melting it at 170 degrees.
Yeah.
You could inject molten wax, but it would be once because it'll solidify in the vein. So then when you make hillbilly heroin, you crush it up and you mix it up with...
Oh, wow.
With something, and then you inject it.
Yes. Rectally. You can still swallow it and get high.
So it looks like they're, you know, making a little bit of a move towards, doing something about the opioid crisis, but
yeah.
some other people are saying that they don't expect to do much.
No, I mean, what the fuck? Why would we expect Schittler's administration to show any kind of compassion to anyone? They're like rich people. They're worried that, you know, you're going to go shoot an elephant. You can't bring the carcass back to this country. They're going to fix that.
Doctor. Doctor from Orlando says he's torn about the insurance company's decision. Moves like this to help people in Florida with the opioid problem
yes.
is always good, and the opioid program. But it's narrow-minded to think that by changing the drug, people will change their behavior. What I would like to see is a whole lot of investment in ways to help people on the road to recovery. Wait, that sounds like treatment.
Oh, my God.
You're not going to jail them? Except the rich white ones?
How about this? Why don't you legalize the fuck out of marijuana in Florida?
Everything. How about decriminalizing everything and treating it like a health issue?
There you go. Boy, you're such a compassionate little commie hippie liberal.
You hate America.
Ugh. Yeah.
McClellan of Florida Blue also said said that the company has taken other steps such as requiring prior authorization, monitoring patients' behavior,
okay,
and notifying physicians whose patients have signs of drug-seeking behavior.
Oh, shit.
So they're keeping a list.
Right. Okay, so quick question. I'm going to spring one on you. So what if you're at Thanksgiving and somebody's like, well, we should really look into this Hillary, uranium thing. Oh, what about that? Don't you care about that?
Go ahead.
Don't you think she should be? Like, that's not fun.
Go ahead.
You got to launch back.
Look into it.
Okay.
Tell us what you find.
What?
And tell us how much money you spend looking for it.
Come on, angry liberal. Well, tell me why I suck shit.
We would love to hear. Well, this is why I've got one more Florida.
Florida.
Tallahassee.
Fuck you, big party city.
A Tallahassee couple says they found a frog in their glass of water at the Waffle House.
What kind of frog?
A frog.
Like a big one?
In my husband's drink, there's a whole frog just floating around in the water. Sure, they dumped it out on the...
Yeah.
On the counter, and sure enough, there was a frog.
Right.
The manager apologized.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I don't know. That headline just popped up.
That's funny. Lawsuit.
Well, the health department inspected the restaurant 4 days later.
Yes.
And the state report shows 11 violations.
Were they related to frogs?
Including food residue buildup in coolers, grease buildup in the cooking area.
Yes.
Dust building up and food stored at improper temperatures.
The only one that really matters is the food stored at improper temperatures. I mean, everybody's got buildup around shit in their kitchen. So what?
The restaurant has until the end of the week.
Yeah.
To correct the violations. The health inspector reports that the violations are not an immediate threat to the public. So
it's a Waffle House.
They're just a little, need to be a little cleaner.
Yeah. A friend of mine told me at one of the Waffle Houses here in Florida, he saw somebody, a couple of people in the bushes doing anal.
Oh, my God.
So, like, I don't know.
Waffle House.
Right, right. So clean up those food preparation areas as much as you want. Somebody's had their butt biking over there in the parking lot. No. Who cares?
At least it's outside. Right?
Right. That's a good point.
Could this be another... I think we have another Alex Jones clip.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Hot off the presses.
This just in.
Since everything's going so well.
Right.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, buy shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
We get paid.
I feel like I'm losing my voice for some reason.
Oh, man. You know, he's got to be talking about this whole... Trump thing endorsing Roy Moore, or not endorsing him, just a tacit endorsement.
Yeah.
Do you call it a tacit endorsement? Is that what this is?
Well, it was a non-endorsement of Doug Jones, since the other viable option is Roy Moore.
Imagine you're Doug Jones, and you're sitting here, and you're like, okay, say something positive about me, because the other guy rapes kids. You know
the bar
I mean?
Is pretty low, yeah.
You have one nice thing to say about me, I would be hurt.
Here's Alex Jones.
Yes.
Talking.
Fuck you.
About, you know, global elite and
hell yeah,
I don't know. Here's some batshit rant.
Boo.
Hot off the presses.
Fuck you.
The previous Alex that we played was from 2014.
Yes.
When he was screaming and squealing about net neutrality.
Right.
This is hot off the presses today.
The elite psychopaths, they are seeing all this and are testing it on us and now really do have massive life extension. They've got stuff that's AI. It's just not self-aware, but it's artificially intelligent. And what we know they've got is so advanced that that's why they act like we don't even exist now. They've got a plan. They're carrying it out. And they don't want us to be aware of it or to have any culture. And people that are part of it are scared. And they're there dutifully following their orders. You watch those Google, Facebook, and Twitter executives in those hearings attacking InfoWars. They were scared of Congress, and they were scared, and they were there like little scientists. Yes, sir, we're doing it. Program operational, yes. We're going to shut them down, don't worry. Because they've been dialed in, okay? They want themselves to be safe. That's why almost none of them have families. Because they're saying no one in the EU leadership now.
None of them have families. That's why none of them have families.
Oh, God.
In the EU leadership now. Has children, except for five countries that are pulling out of it. They all have kids. All the major elites don't have children now, ladies and gentlemen, because they've been told you may not get access into the ARC centers, the below ground facilities and places during this if you got kids. And we don't want your kids there. Like,
the ARC centers.
What?
When the planet blows up, you can't go in the ARC, dude.
There's only so many seats. In the bunkers. So stop having crotch spawn.
Right. Hey, I don't have kids. I'm going to get in that ARC center, baby.
Oh, my God.
Give me a seat.
The below ground facilities in places during this, if you got kids. And we don't want your kids there. They're like, we understand. I mean, we're close, folks. None of them are having kids. Because they wouldn't put kids through what's about to happen. I'm having more. I'm putting everything I got on the table. Children. We're going into this. We're going to win. Putting everything on the line. I'm not a coward. Nothing more. And I love them more than my life 1,000 times. And that's why I love them enough to put them on the table so they have a future. And I'm not going to give up on humanity just because these sick psychopaths have decided to bring in world government.
Is this how Alex? Is this how Alex Jones announces that his wife is pregnant? I'm having more. I'm going to have more.
Wait, his wife isn't pregnant. They just had a fight over custody.
No, he's got a new wife.
He's got another wife?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Please, Alex.
That's old wife.
Can't he pull out? No,
he's got to.
Oh my God!
He's got to give the fuck you to the globalists and the elite, man, and
Alex Jones.
Put out as much Jones DNA as he can.
I got to produce some strippers.
Howard, nothing more. And I love them more than my life 1,000 times. And that's why I love them enough to put them on the table so they have a future. And I'm not going to give up on humanity just because these sick psychopaths have decided to bring in world government, kill everybody.
So good God.
That's how he announces maybe his wife's pregnant. I'm having more. I'm going to say it right now.
Kill everybody.
Wow. There you go.
I mean, that is fucked up.
The elite aren't having kids because they don't have room in the ARC centers.
Which are buried in the ground. And after the nuclear war, everybody goes to the ARC centers. They fuck off, do whatever.
After all the brown people, yeah.
There are no brown people in the ARC centers?
Of course not. What the hell's wrong with you?
Right. I don't care. I'm having kids.
Maybe Beyonce. And
yeah. What does he mean?
The Illuminati. Illuminati.
I love my kids enough. I'm putting them on the table.
Yeah,
the
I don't get that either.
What the fuck are you talking
either.
About, dickhead?
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Nah, he's nuts.
Apparently, he also today said that he knows that the Las Vegas gunman was a liberal because he drank Pepsi.
Liberals drink Pepsi?
Another headline.
I mean, I drink Diet Coke. I don't know. I would you consider me a fucking liberal? I'm a liberal.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Apparently,
I'll drink Pepsi. Fuck
you,
Alex.
I don't know why Pepsi gets some collateral damage
fuck
over
Pepsi.
There.
Fuck Pepsi. It's not liberal.
Do you remember the Benham brothers?
Yes, dickheads.
They're the two young evangelical twants who were about to have a house flipping show on like HGTV or something. Yeah. And
home garden television then with somebody, a couple of homophobes.
Yeah, somebody went back and looked at some of their posts on social media and some of the causes that they espouse. And they hate the gay.
Absolutely.
They lost their show and then they became martyrs.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure they became more financially stable than if their stupid HGTV show had gone on.
Right.
Because now...
Who would know of them?
Now they're persecuted Christians.
Who would know of them? They're going to write books. Right. Blah, 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 blah. The whole fucking
thing. Well, their father is an arch villain on that side. He's the guy that started that Operation Rescue or something like that. It used to be Operation something else. The people that follow abortion doctors to their houses, the people that go to their kids, the abortion doctors' kids' schools, and they protest outside.
This is where you need Dexter.
And he is the guy
whose group
a couple years ago, we did the story of there was a humanist church.
Right.
Which is atheist, I guess. Was having a ceremony for one of their deceased members.
Yes.
And these fuckwads infiltrated.
Oh, yeah.
And then waited for a quiet moment and took off their coats, and they had Follow Jesus shirts on and shit. And they started yelling, this is paganism. This is anathema. You're evil. You're going to burn in hell. Infiltrating other people's religious ceremonies. Imagine.
Oh, my God.
For a half second.
Oh, they lose their fucking
mind.
Any
kind of protester in any Christian.
Oh, please.
Event.
Well, you know, you had that mass shooting. Everybody's like, oh, how could this happen in a house of God, in a house of this? Yeah. Come on.
Flip Benham. So that's their father. That's this guy.
A dickhead.
And who advocates terrorizing people that work at and people that visit women's health clinics.
What a fucking asshole. He's a dick.
Well, here he is. He's in Alabama. Guess who he's defending?
Roy Moore, baby!
Two people who have the same swinging parts or inside parts just hanging out together.
Oh, yeah.
That is profound evil.
Right.
But Kid Diddler...
This guy's banned from a mall.
He's a good Christian.
The cops of Gaston have to be on notice when Roy Moore is out and about. come on, you know.
He was interviewed by an Alabama radio show.
Yes.
Matt Murphy and Andrea Lindenberg on their Matt and Annie show.
Hilarious.
About the press conference and the allegations against Moore.
Yes.
And
is our show better?
Well, it's kind of a debacle.
Okay.
Because I don't think they're sympathizers. And this Flip Benham Dick Drizzle just starts going right after the media.
Oh, okay.
And I don't believe he's on. Media. Yeah, and I don't think he's on 100% friendly Jesus licking media.
Oh, geez.
I think these might be sane people. Here's a little bit of Flip Benham. The headline says Flip Benham crashes and burns while trying to defend Roy Moore's pursuit of young girls.
Well, I think that number one, you need to understand the 40 years ago. What the sits and Laban was like in Alabama. It wasn't unusual. I mean, Judge Roy Moore graduated from West Point and then went on into.
In the 80s, it was unusual for a 30-something year old man to troll for young girls. It was. This wasn't. He's making it sound like it's back in the 1600s.
Oh, yes. Like this guy's normal. He's not fucking normal. He's a predator. He was that one girl that came to for some custody shit, a pretrial meeting in his fucking office. Her mother is in the room and he feels up her ass or some shit like that. It's not normal.
Flip Benham.
Yes.
Well, I think that, number one, you need the usual. I mean, Judge Roy Moore, for graduated from West Point and then went on into the service, served in Vietnam, and then came back and was in law school. All of the ladies that, or many of the ladies that he possibly...
You know, sad qualifier. Many.
Possibly.
Many of the ladies.
Damn.
Or many of the ladies that he possibly could have married were not available then. They were already married, maybe somewhere. And so he looked in a different direction. And always with the parents.
Yeah, towards the high school. You know, all the women his age were already taken and grandmothers.
This is
unreal. This is Alabama, so they're already great grandmas at 32.
Oh, yeah, right. This is fucking real.
So what's he gonna look for? What's he gonna do?
Oh,
go
yes.
over to the nursing homes and go for some older women? No. He's gonna find an age group that'll fuck him.
This makes a lot of sense.
In the name of the Lord. This is a Jesus wielder of supreme evil power who
right.
harasses people, hates gay people. And harasses people trying to see.
And am I being paranoid to think, okay, like, if there's somebody in Alabama who thinks similarly, they're like, oh, yeah, why don't I go down to the high school? Fuck it. Why don't I go?
What a great idea.
Fine. My future senator is cool with it. He does it. I mean, it's horrible.
Here we go.
Younger ladies. By the way, the lady that he's married to now, Miss Kayla, is a younger woman. He did that because, you know, there's something about a purity of a young woman.
God, these guys are, they are supremely fucked up in
creepy.
The head, man.
How creepy is that? Something about purity of a young woman.
Blah, you guys are fucked up.
And there's something about something that's good, that's true, that's straight. And he looked for that. And
Kayla was divorced, right?
He didn't hang out.
Wait a minute. Room. Kayla was divorced, wasn't she?
I don't know.
Yes.
That's yes. By the way.
Yes.
Wait a second. Kayla wasn't clean and pure
right.
by their standards. Yeah, might be a lovely woman. God. Well, she's an asshole, actually, we find out.
Yeah, she's a fucking asshole. But, this is insane.
These radio
dude.
People aren't putting up with it.
Wait a minute. Kayla was divorced, wasn't she?
Cricket.
I don't know.
Yes.
That's yes. By the way, she was. So that's the purity that
but
you're talking about.
But we do
about.
Have
anyway,
cops. So we do well, have cops. Hey,
also,
Flip, we have.
You need to know what you're talking about. Hey, Flip, before you start spouting off. Hey, buddy, before you start spouting off of the mouth, you need to know what you're talking about. That's all I'm saying.
But that's confirmation that he did date teenagers. Flip.
Thank you for telling me.
Hey, Flip, is it confirmation then that he dated possibly as young as 16-year-olds?
How would I know that?
So well, you're telling us that he came back and that he was having to date teenagers because other women were already married, Flip. You can talk over me, but nobody hears you.
Just a simple question. This is all I'm going to ask you is this. Is it all right for a man who's 30 years old to date and court a young lady who is 14 years old with their parents' consent? Is it or is it
no?
Not no.
Fuck no, dude.
No.
Listen to yourself. 14 years old.
With parent consent. He's going to say it's legal. Well, it might be legal in some states if parents want to sign off on their 14-year-old.
Listen, a 14-year-old is not an adult.
God damn it. It's untoward.
Is this point lost on you fucking pervs in Alabama? Can we have a...
Look at how gross these people are. I mean,
we're all gross. Can we have a president that's not a fucking perv?
Yeah.
It's not a fucking diddler. Can we have a senator that's not a fucking diddler?
We need a woman.
Damn, you're right.
Is it all right for a man who's 30 years old to date and court a young lady who is 14 years old with their parents' consent? Is it or is it?
I'm sorry to pause this again.
Is this fucking mind?
Is there a difference between dating and courting that I don't understand?
I don't fucking
like,
know.
Does court mean fuck in Southern? What does that mean? What's the difference between dating and courting?
What? God damn it. Is the internet listening to us? What is the difference between dating and courting?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'll tell you.
Apparently there's
GodQuestions.org is telling me. Dating and courtships are two methods of beginning relationships with the opposite sex. Oh, I see. Now, this is slanted, you know, of the opposite sex.
Oh, okay.
So they're saying gay people can't date or court.
Of course.
It's not true. Okay, so fuck you. While there are non-Christians.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay. Non-Christians who date with the intention of having a series of intimate physical relationships.
Oh, God. Courting means you're intending on getting married.
Okay.
Dating means you're just fucking until something else comes along.
The courting thing does sound creepy.
According to them.
So you're courting a 14-year-old? You're planning on marrying a 14-year-old?
Right, for a man who's 30 years old to date and court a young lady who is 14 years old with their parents' consent. Is it or is it
no?
Not at my house. No. No, it's not. Not in the 80s.
No.
I did.
Okay, so the parents don't have a right to do that?
Parents have a right. I have a right to say that doesn't work for me.
All right, let me ask you, Flip, in an effort, Flip.
But they're not breaking any law.
Oh, God.
He's defending allowing a 14-year-old to court.
Oh, my God.
And he's got kids. He's got kids.
I don't know what to do because it's like you feel like you want to take these guys aside and say that 14-year-old kids. You know,
it is like a time machine. Some kind of a time warp. What the hell happened? How do we find ourselves arguing about abortion? How do we find ourselves arguing about any of this shit?
You're going to rob a kid of its their innocence because you want to quote unquote court them out of some fucked up perversion.
Her parents say it's okay.
Then her parents are fucked.
They're assholes. Right. And fucked up.
God.
Did.
Okay, so the parents don't have a right to do that?
You're parents have that? A right. I have a right to say that doesn't work for me.
All right, let me ask you, Flip, in an effort to get educated by you, let me ask you a question. Is it all right for a man to court and date a young lady with her parents' permission, who is 10 years old? Yes or no?
Well, I don't think that would happen.
Yes or no?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That was a long pause. 10 years old.
I don't think that would happen. Bullshit.
He didn't say no.
He didn't say no.
Well, I don't think it would happen.
Is that who the GOP is?
Yes.
Is that who they are?
Yes. Yes.
A young lady with her parents' permission, who is 10 years old. Yes or no?
Well, I don't think that would happen.
Yes or no? God.
Well, I don't know.
Is it okay? Right. Would it be okay with you with the parents' permission? Yes or no?
Talking about another logical.
What are you talking about? I'm using your exact same question. I'm just using a different age, pal.
Can God make a stone so heavy that he can't lift it? Yes or no?
Flip.
But back to the 10-year-old.
Flip, you asked me back to the 10-year-old. You have not responded to the question asked. Flip, I'm just using your rules, buddy. But I'm just using your rules. By your logic, you have to answer the question.
You
need to answer the question.
Listen to these. When they come up against somebody who is not going to put up with their bullshit.
They just melt.
Yeah.
They start.
But imagine him. Imagine him on the AM dial on
get the fuck out of here
on Christo Love Radio.
Oh, you know, on fucking Alex Jones, he wouldn't be challenged.
I've not responded to the question asked, Flip. I'm just using your rules, buddy. But I'm just using your rules. By your logic, you have to answer the question.
My rules. How do you?
You need to answer the question, Flip. Is it permissible if the parents agree? Is it permissible if the parents agree for a 10-year-old child to date a grown man? Yes or no?
No, the parents.
No. Oh, no. Well, congratulations, Flip. Now you're in the modern world.
Yeah.
The left is.
Well, no.
Is
I think 14 and 16 would be
not
in the modern world.
None of these Trumpalos are in the modern world.
There you go.
That
Flip Benham.
Fucking bananas.
Horrible.
Right.
Horrible creature on the right.
Everybody, don't date 14-year-olds, you know? Fuck me. What in the fuck is happening?
We could wait till Friday for this one too, but nah. This is Faithless for our Faithless Friday, everybody. But
our fucking president should say what Roy Moore did was disgusting. He needs to step down. He's not fit to serve in the Senate. It's that simple. Why doesn't he do that?
Some of them have. Mitch McConnell said that, and Roy Moore is saying, fuck you.
Well, then the Senate, okay, if the Senate comes out against what Roy Moore did and Schindler does not, then they have to fucking impeach him. Then they're at a fucking, they're literally at a moral crossroads, right?
They're threatening that. That they won't seat him, that they'll start the procedure right away. I don't believe them.
But if they
don't believe Mitch McConnell.
If they think what Roy Moore did was so heinous and disgusting, but Schindler is able to look past it, then how do they work with him?
With Roy?
No, with Trump. How do they not look like loons working with a guy that is okay with what Roy Moore did?
Yeah.
Are they going to be able to?
Well, they're the whole party.
Job,
yeah, the whole party is
jiu-jitsu their way around.
They're going to give up on. They're just going to totally give up on any pretense of ethics.
You GOP dirtbags, listen. You can grandstand all you want with this GOP, this Roy Moore shit. You're being opportunistic. I don't believe you. If they really thought it was shitty, they'd impeach this Trump too because he did the same fucking shit.
I don't know if you heard this over the weekend from Saturday Night Live.
Look at it, man.
We didn't know just what we had.
We lit 200 candles for you.
We lit 200 candles for you. Chance the Rapper, Kenan Thompson and Chris Redd.
We need Barack.
Doing a video wishing Barack Obama would come back.
What would Barack Hussein Obama say about Roy Moore the molester running for Senate?
I don't know. I'm sure he would.
He would say it's horrible, it's heinous. It.
Well,
you know.
I'm sure you're desperate to know what Rick Wiles of the True News End Times Radio broadcast.
Yeah, yeah.
What he has to say about comeback Barack.
The left is calling again for former President Barack Obama.
Okay, I don't know who this is on his show.
Shithead.
With him.
Fucking henchman.
Just as his co-host here.
Okay. To come back to the White House, to save the country.
And to throw out the Constitution.
We're getting an SNL skit this weekend. Saturday Night Live is nothing more than leftist propaganda at this point. But they did a skit with a man named Chance the Rapper.
They did a skit with a man named, he's a Negro. He has
guy?
A lot of tattoos, and I believe he represents the thug culture.
Oh, yes. Hey, Rick, great job finding talent to be on the air with.
These are his co-hosts.
What a firebrand! SNL leftist propaganda.
Listen, they're basically leftist propaganda now.
This black gentleman singing about Barack.
The left is calling again for former President Barack Obama to come back to the White House to save the country.
And to throw out the Constitution.
We're getting an SNL skit this weekend. Saturday Night Live is nothing more than leftist propaganda at this point. But they did a skit with a man named Chance the Rapper.
Could they be whiter? I mean, with a man named Chance the Rapper.
Oh, yes.
The Rapper. And what they did is they made this ballad about bringing the president back to save the country. And in the process, just throw all the rules out because we need to ignore the rules.
We know what they're doing.
Save America.
That's exactly what they said. Christ. Throw out the rules. I'm surprised in the video they didn't show the Negroes burning the cities down and raping all the white women. You know what that's what they mean.
These two lunatics. It's like listening to three guys.
Yeah, yeah. There's the first guy, and then the other one says, and rip up the Constitution. And then the other guy goes back to...
They're just yes-anding each other.
Yeah,
these
and then Rick Wiles comes in to, you know, lay down the
take out, lay some
sure,
pipe.
Sure, right.
Here you go, guys.
Nobody comes before me.
Oh, yes.
ignore the rules.
Well, you know what they're doing?
Save America.
They're prepping the public for the revolution. Yes.
Stupid.
They're prepping the public for the revolution.
Come back, Barack.
Right. Right. That's what I felt when I watched that. I was like, wow, there's coded language in there for go buy an AR-15.
Right. Wait, is the revolution making Barack Hussein Obama president again?
Apparently. Oh, yeah. He's got that secret bunker, right, in Washington where he's plotting the takeover somehow.
Don't you wish?
And Hillary's his vaginal assassin.
Oh, yes. Don't you wish that was the case, though? Don't you wish? Don't you wish?
Kind of.
Come on.
Yeah.
We're going to topple Donald Trump. We're going to bring back Barack Obama. We're going to throw out the Constitution. We're going to start a new country.
And they're making it feel light and humorous at first. In the same way, so you're taking Saturday Night Live, you're taking something, a very serious subject,
throwing out
the Constitution.
Yes.
How soon are they going to mention, Hitler?
Oh, yeah.
Serious subject,
Drink.
Like throwing out the Constitution. That's something that we can laugh at. You know, you've seen this. This is the MO for the Liberal Party. For example, one of the ways that to make America feel more comfortable with gay men was to put them on sitcoms.
Mm-hmm.
And every single sitcom that had a gay man, what was his character? He was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. So in the mind of the public,
a sitcom.
Every character is hilarious on a sitcom.
It's a what do you want?
Stupid
Who's
dick.
Who's the morose homo in the corner?
Yeah. Hey, we need to make these homos more morose.
Right?
It's a sitcom. It's a sitcom, you dumb piece of
fucking
shit garbage.
Gay men, they're hilarious. They're fun to be around. In the same way Saturday Night Live is using.
Why do they make their mouths so warm and comfortable
yeah.
in the truck stops? You know that's the homosexual agenda.
I want to get a laugh and a blowjob.
A very popular rapper like Chance the Rapper. And
what
talking
do you
about,
know?
Oh, what do you mean
what do you know?
Come back to the White House because of the Constitution? And they're making it funny, like a 1990s R&B song.
All right, so they're making light of, you know, insurrection. Topping the U.S. government. Once again, it confirms what I said a year ago. Barack Obama will run the country as a president in exile.
I wish.
All of this resist Trump garbage is all being directed by Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, boy.
Is it true that Barack Hussein Obama
or
is
homosexual men married to women than to other homosexual men? So have we been
happening? Hold on a second.
Been a ruse from
okay, nobody can hear that but us now.
Okay.
There's crazy shit going on, including the video of Comeback Barack in our heads.
Oh, my
God. We may revisit that one tomorrow because that
these
one.
People.
That
but
one was fucking amazing.
That threesome of right wing nut job human garbage.
We are gonna be back tomorrow, y'all.
Everybody knows Chance the Rapper.
He's a very popular Negro rapper.
No.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Ryan's gonna be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to @RatedRComedy on Instagram or Twitter. Go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @VileExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And listen live. K-Voice is next listening live. Otherwise, download the K-Voice also on iTunes, Stitcher, CrabDiving.com. Have a great evening, everybody.
Fuck you, Rick Wiles, you fucking loser.
I'm animated. I'm alive. Move, bitch. Get out the way.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.